Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we are in Shelet v'Tshuvot Yichavedat tonight in Chelet Hey Siman Mem. Relevant to Tisha B'Av, he wants to know about the minhag of reading the Haftarah during Mincha of Tisha B'Av, that there are some places that did, some places that didn't. His specific question was, a group of people who came from a place where they did not, and then they moved to Eretz Yisrael, should they now start saying Haftarah at Mincha? Then normally we only say Haftarah at Shacharit. The only exception to that rule is Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, we read all of Sefer Yonah, in fact, at Mincha, but otherwise we never read a Haftarah at Mincha. We usually don't read the Torah at Mincha. On Shabbat we do, and we do not say a Haftarah. Now, the Masechet Sofrim is one of the later editions of, and it records a lot of after the Mishnayot, and it records a lot of the different practices of the Beit HaKnesset. So it says, B'tani Tisha B'Av, Korim B'Torah B'Parashat Brachot U'Klalot, which we happen not to do. Aval b'taniyot acherot korim v'yechal Moshe. On the other taniyot, we read v'yechal Moshe, which is our practice on the other fast days. On Tisha B'Av, we read ki tolid banim uvnei banim. We don't read brachot uklalot. Umaftirim dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. And make a haftarah of dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. V'yesh omrim she'en maftirim. V'am nagu laftir. And there are those who say, we do not say haftarah. But the minhag is to do say a haftarah. Okay, and so it does quote this practice, and it doesn't say shacharit, not mincha, not anything. It just says that on Tisha B'Av, you read, on the Taniot, you read, and there are different minhagim of whether we read a haftarah or not. It's unclear when it's talking about. And the minhagi quote, the quote says, v'ha'am nahagu lehaftir. Now, the Beit Yosef quotes this, and it says, quoting the Torah, quoting this, and he says, okay, it sounds like any Tanit, and he quotes the Rokeach, who quotes it, who says, yeah, let's talk about Mincha. On any Tanit, we say a Haftarah at Mincha. And the Haftarah is Dirshu Hashem Bihimas Okra Ubi Otokarov. And that's what they read, that's what he quotes as being the Minhag. Rabbi Yerucham, who he quotes, says, some places do, some places don't, different Minhagim. Now, the Beit Yosef also quotes the Rambam. The Rambam seems to indicate that there is no Haftarah on any fast day, not at Shacharit, not at Mincha, except for Tisha B'Av morning. Tisha B'Av morning, we read the Haftarah of Asof Asifem Ne'um Hashem from Sefer Yirmiyahu. It's the only time on a fast day, according to the Rambam, that we recite a Haftarah. Now, there's Asof Asifem itself is like almost like a kina. In the morning of Tisha B'Av, we say kinot. Asof Asifem sounds like a kina, admittedly, and it makes a lot of sense why we read on Tisha B'Av in the morning. Now he quotes the Rabbi David Abudraham. Abudraham was a collector of minhagim. He's one of the most reliable sources we have on minhagim. So he says similarly, but he says that on Tisha B'Av we also make a haftarah on mincha, meaning Tisha B'Av is different from the other fast days, not only in having haftarah, not just at shacharit, but also at mincha. And he writes, "V'chen minhag b'nei Sfarad shelo lahaftir b'shum ta'anit lo b'shacharit v'lo b'mincha," that the Sfaradim do not recite a haftarah on any ta'anit, "chutz mi'biyom Tisha B'Av shemaftirim bo b'shacharit u'b'mincha," except Tisha B'Av where we make a haftarah in the morning and the evening. Now, when you think about Tisha B'Av in relation to the other ta'aniot, it's sort of in between, meaning you can divide all the fast days in the Jewish calendar into two, those that are min haTorah and those that are midrabanan. Min haTorah is only one, Yom HaKippurim. Midrabanan we have four, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevet, Shiva, Asar B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. Now those four, which are midrabanan, have certain rules about them. Tisha B'Av, although it's drabanan, it's somewhere in between in character and its nature between the fast days that are midrabanan and the fast day that's of Yom Kippur. Why? Yom Kippur starts at night and ends at night. All the other fast days, Midrabanan, start in the morning and end at night, except for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av sort of seems more like Yom HaKippurim. All the other fast days, you're only not allowed to eat and drink. Yom HaKippurim, you can eat, you can drink, you can bathe, you can't, no lotions, no leather shoes. Tisha B'Av is similar to Yom HaKippurim in that way. So here also, on all the other fast days, there's no Haftarah. On Yom HaKippurim, there's a Haftarah in Shacharit and Mincha, and Tisha B'Av also has Haftarah, according to Abudraham, in Shacharit and Mincha. Now, it seems that this was not always the Minhag. In the Kovetz Chidushei Dinim, the Rabbanei Yerushalayim HaKadmonim, it says in Yerushalayim, they would not say a Haftarah at Mincha of Tisha B'Av, just at Shacharit, but later Poskim, such as the Tshuvot Kli Haaretz, points out that the Minhag in Yerushalayim changed. And the Minhag in Yerushalayim was that they say Haftarah at Shacharit and at Mincha, and that became the common practice in Eretz Yisrael, based upon this idea that the Beit Yosef quoted, that Minhag B'nei Sfarad, that in and that the Minhag B'nei Sfarad on Tisha B'Av, Shacharit and Mincha, they recite Haftarah, and that became the common practice in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what do you read? Remember, the Masechet Sofrim said, Dir Shu Hashem B'himatzo. Now, the Torah writes, that it quotes two opinions, the Torah writes, Mincha B'Tisha B'Av Maftirim Dir Shu Hashem B'himatzo, like it says in Masechet Sofrim. But Rabbi Nuhai Gaon said, no, the Minhag is to say, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, and the Beit Yosef quotes some who say like this, and some who say like that. Now, the Knesset HaGdolah also quotes the Minhag of saying, Shuva. Now, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Bavonecha doesn't really talk about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash at all. It's not even a terribly sad section of Navi. Rather, it's Me'orer L'Tshuva. It's pointing towards the direction of repentance, and the Knesset HaGdolah says, yeah, we have a principle that Yerushalmi Yuma writes, Kol Dor Shalom Yivna Beit HaMikdash B'Yamav, Kilu Nechrav B'Yamav, or Kol Dor Shalom Yivna Beit HaMikdash B'Yamav, Kilu Hu Hechribo. If the Beit HaMikdash is not rebuilt in our days, it's our fault, and therefore we need to do Tshuva, and therefore through Tshuva we'll attain the Binyan of the Beit HaMikdash, and that's why we read Shuva. He bases this on the opinion of Tosfot. The opinion of Tosfot says like this, the Gemara points out that after Tisha B'Av, so before Tisha B'Av, the three Shabbatot before Tisha B'Av, we have what's called Tolata de Pur Anuta. Three Haftarot of destruction in between the 3 weeks of, between Shivat Arba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shemuz Var Hashem, and Chazon. After Tisha B'Av, we have the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven Haftarot of consolation. Seven Haftarot of consolation. After that is Tarte L'Tiyuvta, two for Tshuva. Now, what are those two for Tshuva? So one of them is Shabbat Tshuva. Shabbat Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we read Tshuva Yisrael. So what's the first of the Tiyuvta? So the Tosfot says, there, that's the Haftarah on the Mincha of Tzom Gedalia. The Mincha of Tzom Gedalia, that there's a Haftarah of Dir Shu Hashem B'Himatzo. Ravadi points out that that does not seem to be, the Shulchan Aruch in one place actually says that. When he's talking about the Shabbat and the Chemta and the Tarte and the Tiyuvta, he says, yeah, in fact, that the Mincha of Tzom Gedalia, we read Dir Shu Hashem B'Himatzo to be the first of the Tarte and the Tiyuvta. However, the Chida points out that the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef himself, elsewhere says, no, Minhag B'nei Sarad is not to read Haftarah on any fast day other than Tisha B'Av, and both at Shacharit and Mincha. And the Kaf HaChaim says that that's the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael and Turkey and Mitzrayim and all around, that that was the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael to do so, and Mitzrayim, the Sefer Mehar Mitzrayim, also says that that was the practice. Rabbi Abdallah Somech, Zivchei Tzedek, the Rebbe of the Ben Ish Chai, says in Baghdad, they did not have such a practice. In Baghdad, they did not read a Haftarah at Mincha of Tisha B'Av, but he said, look, they're different minhagim. Different minhagim, everybody should do their own minhag. He says in Baghdad they didn't do it, but in the place where they did, they should. Sefer Tikkun Yisachar says, look, in the place where you don't, they're allowed to change it if they want. And the Zivchei Tzedek thought that they should follow their own opinion, but they're allowed to change it if they want. Rav Avadia says, so you see from here that if a kehilah moves, people move from a place where they didn't have that practice to Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, they should do so following the psak of the Shulchan Aruch himself. The Shulchan Aruch himself in the Beit Yosef pointed out that on Tisha B'Av at Mincha, a Haftarah is read. That's the practice in Yerushalayim. That's the practice of most of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, and therefore it's appropriate to change. It happens to be our practice in our Beit Knesset as well. I think it's the practice in most places across the world where we do read a Haftarah on Mincha Tisha B'Av. Most Sfaradim, in fact, read the Haftarah of Shuva. I was going to say read Dir Shuva, if I'm not mistaken, but the Sfaradim generally read Shuva as a sign of Tshuva. Mm-hmm. Through our learning Torah and through our Tshuva, that although we'll commemorate Tisha B'Av on Thursday, it should be the 9th of Av, it should not be a day of mourning. All of these keynotes should turn to songs of happiness and praise and gratitude about the Geulah Krova, Bivera V'Yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful evening.